The fifth strategy developed by the working group is focused on managing for the resiliency of Maine's fisheries and aquaculture industries. And this is highly complementary to the first two strategies that we supported or presented. But the intention here is really to call out and highlight the importance of fisheries and aquaculture to Maine coastal communities and the marine economy. So again, at the very highest level, there's an emphasis on information support and building technical assistance and capacity, particularly at the local level. Secondly, to support emerging and existing markets for seafood products in Maine and ensure that Maine seafood related businesses are able to adapt and take advantage of new opportunities as they develop. And finally, to carry on an evaluation of how regulations can better address environmental change while recognizing the need for business stability. And if you look to the right, you can see that, again, we're already actively doing this work in the state. The Maine Department of Marine Resources is actively engaged in monitoring climate change through in situ monitoring devices like what's shown in the upper right. And seafood related businesses are taking advantage of new products like the fried green crabs in the lower left there as they're available for consumers. And back to Kathleen for the last slide.
Thanks, Heather. I've never had a green crab empanada and I'm not sure I wanna try it, but that's okay. We'll leave that to others. So lastly, our last strategy, but importantly, our working waterfronts are on the edge and we'll have to adapt to sea level rise, storm surge, and flooding. But as we know, these facilities are made to be wet, tides come in and out, but structural improvements will help improve the design life of our waterfront facilities, both public and private. So we need, first bullet, we need to develop ways to finance these improvements. And I know the larger, the recommendations that are have been presented to the legislature from the Climate Council writ large propose an infrastructure trust fund. So financing is important. We also invest public funds in waterfront improvements, and we need to invest those wisely, looking at the design life of structures that we're helping to fund. We need to improve guidance and technical assistance for municipalities and business owners that own these facilities. And we have some experience with that in pricing out those improvements in Penobscot Bay. We think that there are redevelopment opportunities with working waterfronts, and I should say, excuse me, redevelopment for waterfronts, as those entities that may not be able to afford to keep up with sea level rise and improve their buildings, that there may be opportunities for expansion of working waterfronts. And as that happens, if that happens, we need to ensure that we're not increasing the regulatory burden, which is already very intense for waterfront redevelopment. And then lastly, to look at the mitigation opportunities, so reducing emissions in the marine realm. This is a continued conversation. The marine realm is a small piece of the greenhouse gas emissions pie, but we think there are opportunities for a green port status with our ports, and then new types of uses at our ports, including renewable energy. So with that, I'm going to, Lynn, we could focus on our last slide there, which are the rather long URLs. But if you just Google these documents, the second one is the Coastal and Marine Working Group full report that we drew on today. That's the 114-pager with a nice five-page executive summary. And then at the top, a resource that you're probably familiar with is the Maine Won't Wait document. This was literally a zoom through this material, and we acknowledge that in our 10 minutes. A note on how we are proceeding. There's so many activities across state government that are looking at implementation of the climate plan. Commissioner Kelleher, when he did the briefing on the department to the committee, noted that climate change affects pretty much all of what DMR does, and the agency itself is a very adaptive agency and hopes to become more adaptive. DMR is working along with the other natural resource agencies to look very carefully at our existing capacities under existing funding, how we can enhance those through interagency work, and then finally, leveraging state resources with those many, many, many partners, my colleague Heather at the university being just one, who want to help implement this plan. They're already doing this work. They want to raise money. They want to launch pilot projects. We've got an enthusiastic group. And then lastly, the Coastal Marine Working Group itself is reconvening in mid-February. We're charged with meeting at a minimum twice per year, and we our meeting in mid-February rather will be to further discuss implementation opportunities among the group writ large, and those meetings are open to the public. And with that, Senator and Representative, I think we are through.
Thank you. We did have one question about would we get the slides, and Lynn has answered that. The slides will be available. And you've already given us information about how to access the URLs. So thank you.